Don't just ride the index. Seek to outperform it with FELC, the Fidelity Enhanced Large Cap Core ETF. Unlike passive ETFs, FELC is run by a team of experts to adapt to market conditions and pursue upside potential wherever it's hiding. And while you get the potential outperformance of an actively managed fund, you can still buy and sell it on your terms, just like any other ETF. Discover FELC, the Fidelity Enhanced Large Cap Core ETF, part of Fidelity's suite of active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/FELC. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or, if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE SIPC.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Thursday, July 4th, 2024. My name is Nelson Sean. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Indian stock market benchmark indices Sensex and the Nifty hit fresh highs on Wednesday. The Sensex breached the coveted 80,000 landmark, while the Nifty scaled its fresh peak of 24,309 points. The Sensex finally ended the day 0.69% higher, while the Nifty closed 0.67% higher. A new player has entered India's investment game, and it's not a new company or a new investor. It's an entire generation of Indians. Gen Zs now make up 40% of 95 million registered users on the National Stock Exchange. This marks a substantial increase from the 22 to 23% share before the pandemic. Mint's Ram Sagal and Sneha Shah spoke to industry insiders to report on the changing demographics of Indian investors. Dheeraj Reddy, MD and CEO of HDFC Securities, notes that this age group tends to favor short-term gains through index options and intraday trading rather than long-term investment strategies. This trend is reflected in the overall dynamics of the NSE's investor base, where the median age has dropped from 38 in FY18 to 32. When Uttar Pradesh reported higher GST collections than Tamil Nadu for April, it stirred discussions about potential shifts in economic performance between the states. However, this occurrence seems more like a statistical outlier rather than a trend, as Tamil Nadu quickly regained the lead in May. Over the past 6 years, Tamil Nadu's gap in GST collection over Uttar Pradesh has actually widened from 13 to 16%. When GST was rolled out in 2017, there was a theory that it might benefit larger but economically weaker states due to their higher population and consumption. But the numbers tell a different story. Despite their large population, states like Uttar Pradesh and Bihar haven't seen the surge in collections many expected. In contrast, Maharashtra, another populous state but with a stronger economic base, has consistently outperformed in GST collections. Our partners at HowIndiaLives.com report on this scenario that challenges the simplistic equation that a bigger population equals higher GST revenue. The price of onions have always been a pain point for parties when it comes to electoral politics. Historically, soaring onion prices have influenced voter behavior. The looming shadow of another onion price hike is causing the Indian government to take preemptive measures to avoid a repeat of last year's crisis when skyrocketing prices hit consumers hard. Despite a good harvest, fewer onion-laden trucks are rolling into the country's largest vegetable market, Delhi's Azadpur Mandi. This raises concerns about a potential price rise. This decrease has not yet reached alarming levels, but it's enough to make the government cautious. Ms. Pooja Das reports that the government is considering requiring traders to declare their stock and possibly imposing stock limits if the situation does not improve. This issue is particularly sensitive as several state elections are on the horizon. Top Chinese smartphone brands Vivo, Xiaomi, and Oppo are exploring partnerships with Indian companies to manufacture and distribute their products locally. This follows previous attempts to create joint ventures with Indian entities, but those didn't progress as planned. The discussions have evolved as large Indian conglomerates, including the Tata Group, Reliance Industries, and Dixon Technologies, have shown interest in setting up their own manufacturing operations rather than taking a majority stake in these Chinese firms. Mint's telecom correspondent Gulveen Olak, along with Shovik Das, report on developments that come amid ongoing investigations by India's Enforcement Directorate into allegations of tax evasion by the Chinese companies totaling to around 9,000 crore rupees. This scrutiny has made potential Indian partners wary of associating closely with these brands despite the mutual benefits a partnership could bring. In Bengaluru's Embassy Manyata Business Park, a 15-year-old Rosewood building has been extensively renovated to meet modern office standards. This 250,000-square-foot structure now features a modern design with a double-glazed glass facade, updated elevators, and new interior finishes. It's part of a broader upgrade within the park, which also includes new premium dining options, enhancing the park's appeal to the 125,000 employees who work out of its office buildings. The renovation reflects a wider trend towards high-quality office spaces that combine functionality with luxury, aiming to attract top tenants and cater to a young workforce. Such spaces command a high rental premium due to its enhanced amenities and design that prioritizes employee experience and comfort. This shift is driven by companies' focus on retaining talent and making offices more appealing places to work. Mint's Madhurima Nandi takes a detailed look. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We're eagerly looking forward to our next Top of the Morning episode, which will be packed with fresh business news. Until then, have a great day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Don't just ride the index. Seek to outperform it with FELC, the Fidelity Enhanced Large Cap Core ETF. Unlike passive ETFs, FELC is run by a team of experts to adapt to market conditions and pursue upside potential wherever it's hiding. And while you get the potential outperformance of an actively managed fund, you can still buy and sell it on your terms, just like any other ETF. Discover FELC, the Fidelity Enhanced Large Cap Core ETF, part of Fidelity's suite of active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/FELC. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or, if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.